Fox Markets podcast with Justin Waite.
The people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Don't buy anything based solely on tip or recommendation you hear. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is out and out Trump supporter, Zach May. All right, Zach, looking at the charts. So three stocks moving in 3 minutes.
Yeah, we got the double.
Yeah,
right. Sid and Trump.
Yeah.
Guess who was short of the Dow? Guess who was short of the Dow overnight as well?
Excellent.
Woke up at 4:30, closed the position, went back to sleep.
Yeah, a couple of hours work. Bagged several tens of thousands of pounds, went back to bed. That was easy, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Were you surprised by that, Zach?
No,
I know. Well, I know, that's why you made lots of money. All right, let's...
I said, there's a video of me on YouTube.
I've seen that.
May
it shouldn't be still on YouTube. That's so disgusting. It shouldn't be on YouTube still. Go on.
People throwing rotten fruit at me and everything. Right, what's the first stock?
Immedia Group. Bruno Brooks is old company. It's not his old company, it's a new company. Issued a statement.
I looked him up. It's not his real name.
No, it's not. Is it Bruno Smith? Anyway, Immedia Group, they announced they had done a deal or a contract with a big company. They couldn't reveal who it is, but they've revealed now it's JD Sports. IME. What's it like on the chart?
Well, we had the spike through the 200-day moving average in April, golden cross between the 50 and 200-day lines in April as well. So that normally starts off an extended bull run, which it has in this case. We're in a rising trend channel based at the 50-day average at 36 pence. Above that, I've got a target as high as 60 pence over the next couple of months.
Okay, and next one is Keffi Minerals have announced a Tulu Kapi update following a site visit of project finances. And apparently the relationship now between the government and Keffi, very strong, ongoing. K-E-F-I. K-E-F-F-I. What do you reckon, Zach?
I think Ottawa did a better, better
just
version
about
of that.
Yeah.
Right, rising trend channel from October last year. Floor of the channel... level with the last two lows for October, November, so that's what's around 0.35. Obvious support here down to 0.3 from the beginning of the year, and above that, I think we could head up towards the top of the range at 0.6. But if you are cautious, which you may well be after, because it's taken so long basically to get its act together, you might want to wait for a break above the 20-day average at 0.4 pence. At 0.4 pence on a weekly basis before going long.
Lovely. And the last one, Rockhopper Exploration, RKH. Apparently, Phil Limited. I don't know, Phil Limited. It's not spelled like Phil as in Phil, Collins, but it's FIL. Have announced they now hold more than 5% of the stock in a TR1 there. So it had a bit of a run on that. RKH, what do you reckon?
Well, I reckon they need to buy a bit more because the chart is still falling quite heavily. Falling trend channel from April, floor of the channel at around 20 pence. So hopefully that's where the shares will bounce. The RSI is at 16 out of 100, which is about as oversold as you normally get. Anything under 20 is extremely oversold. So hopefully, if you're a fan of the shares or you'd like to sort of bottom fish that catch falling knives, 20p would be the place where Rockhopper bounces.
Lovely, Zach. Can you send me the charts there? I think everything's still working,
that, even
though Donald Trump is still, I think the internet is still working, even though he's president now. So send me the charts. I'll put them on foxmarkets.co.uk/blog. Cheers, Zach.
Thank you.
The Fox Markets podcast with Justin Waite.